Mentioned earlier that Cosmic Force was as impressive a two-year-old win as we've seen all season. This is a horse who's gone well on the dry and wet tracks, Jimmy. Very important going into the Golden Slipper. Track conditions won't concern this man, Peter Snowden, who knows how to win a Golden Slipper. He's done it twice before with Sepoy and with Capitalist. Peter, good morning. And, well, firstly, how did Cosmic Force pull up after the win, given the conditions were so testing yesterday?
Yeah, good morning, Ray, Jimmy. He's pulled up pretty good. Pretty happy with that. It was a devastating win, and they seem to come through pretty well.
By the sounds of things, what Ray was telling me after he spoke to you during the course of the week, you weren't surprised by the performance at all, Pete. Is that right?
No, exactly. No, he's a horse. I said to Ray during the week that I just thought he's all my two-year-olds. He's the one that's going the right way the quickest. He's handling his racing really well and just keeps on improving one run to the next. And good condition on him, and he's hitting really, really well. And the more he's doing, the better he's getting. So hopefully he hasn't gone off one run too soon. But he's come to the run pretty good. He won't need to do much now. He's where we want him, and he's played very well last night and everything. So good sign to think for me that he hasn't had too hard a run, and we're ready to go for next week.
That's not Cosmic Force on the water walker, is it, Pete, in the background?
That's the treadmill, actually.
The treadmill, yeah.
If it's the water, it's the noisiest water walker I've ever heard.
Sorry, yeah, treadmill. Pete, I guess the important factor for you, given the forecast, we're going to have some more wet weather in Sydney for the next few days at least. The track's going to be affected to some degree for the Golden Slipper. We're not sure how heavy it'll be or soft it'll be next Saturday, obviously, but you've ticked that box now.
Absolutely, no, I don't think it'll rain at all. You seem to perform both more wet and dry. It's a huge plus for any horse if you're able to handle wet tracks. Nothing worse than having a good chance, as with the case yesterday. We landed plenty, and as soon as you got that much rain, you're out of play. So
yeah.
It's very frustrating, but it's a good thing to know that the horse can handle any sort of track.
You've got a strong hand, Pete. Anahita's there as well. Catch Me, maybe McLaren. The market,
Rome.
Yeah. The market is pretty clear about their rankings. Do you have a difference of opinion on your runners?
Yeah, look, the market reacted yesterday too, but I do think he's my best chance. But in saying that, if Anahita gets the fog track like yesterday, she comes right into play as well, because her running start on a heavy track was a devastating, I believe, win here at Randwick. First start run here the other day was very good, and the last start, I wasn't too prepared about that. We tried riding a bit further back than we would have liked, and I think she appreciates being up on speed, which will suit a track to this. It does have to be wet like yesterday, so at least it enhances her chance.
And where does Catch Me fit in the picture now, Peter? First two wins in Sydney and her first run in Melbourne this prep were outstanding. Then she failed twice in Melbourne. But that trial on Thursday at Randwick, I know it was on a firmer track, but that was the Catch Me we saw early in the season.
Yeah, it was. This track was a bit damp at the day of the trials. It was probably a soft seven. So I'm not worried about track conditions mentally with her. It's been a bit of a roller coaster ride with her. She has shown so much promise early. We tried something which backfired big time in the diamond. We put blinkers on her. She averaged very badly, and it's just on her. She's a back marker to relax. She's got a devastating turn of foot, but just putting in mind, really, it just turned her right around and for the wrong way. Look, I've taken all the gear off her, brought her back home, got her back in the role routine, doing the simple things we did earlier. Seems to be responding really well. The trial was good. She pulled a little bit of back of the field, but they were going really slow trial speed early. But the way she accelerated the last 100 metres tells me that she's sort of back on track. She looks very well. Counts good. Look, I wouldn't rule her out. She probably, her ability way belies her price for next Saturday. So she can put her best foot forward and things will out that call for her. She's certainly not out of winning three chances.
Three great chances, Pete. Maybe a fourth or a fifth if you can get Rome or McLaren into the field, but a strong hand nonetheless. Thanks for joining us this morning, Pete. Congratulations.
Yeah, well done, Pete.
With the winner Cosmic Force yesterday, and good luck during Golden Slipper Week.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.